Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Mari Bolaños in San Francisco. California utility regulators are digging into reasons for this winter's high natural gas prices. KPBS reporter Eric Anderson in San Diego has details.
The California Public Utilities Commission pressed industry officials to explain the record-setting price hikes for natural gas. Utility bills for San Diego Gas and Electric customers rose the most, but Pacific Gas and Electric and Southern California Edison customers are also suffering. The sky-high bills had a dramatic impact on San Diego resident Patricia Baines, who spoke to the commission.
I entirely shut my heater off. I keep all my lights off. I don't even try to put lights on.
The CPUC doesn't directly regulate natural gas, but the high rates are impacting electricity prices, which the agency does watch closely. CPUC President Alice Bushing Reynolds called the issue vital.
Frankly, we don't know all of the pieces of the puzzle, and this issue is critically important and needs to be examined further.
The collection of industry and regulatory officials agreed that prices soared because of unseasonably cold weather, which drove a spike in demand. They also noted that there were pipeline constraints in the West and low storage levels before the winter season began. But the unprecedented price hike also raised questions for Marlon Santa Cruz of the Los Angeles Department of Power and Water.
Why is it that the day after Senator Bradford sent a letter to the CPUC calling for an investigation, prices were slashed in half from the $20 mark to the $10 mark? And as news was then brought on about Governor Newsom's letter being made public, now we stabilize at $5 as of yesterday.
The CPUC indicated it is in contact with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to explore whether there's been any market manipulation. Meanwhile, natural gas prices fell this month, and projections hint prices could fall again next month as demand eases. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.
Here in California, we've grown pretty accustomed to power outages. Sometimes it gets knocked out by storms. Other times, it gets turned off on purpose by the utility companies to avoid wildfires. But what if you could live in a community where your lights always stayed on, no matter what happened to the grid? Well, in Southern California, such a community is being built. And it also has the advantage of being super energy efficient, which the state is trying to promote as a way to fight climate change. My California Report co-host Saul Gonzalez was curious, so he paid a visit.
90 miles outside of Los Angeles in southern Riverside County, one of the most technologically cutting-edge communities in the country is being built. But you know what's weird? Standing in front of one of the completed model homes, it looks like an absolutely normal California tract house. Suburbia, not Star Trek.
You don't want it to look like a science project.
No. That's Scott Hansen, a vice president at KB Homes, the giant home construction company that's building this super energy-efficient planned community called Durango at Shadow Mountain.
So from the standpoint of why does a home look like a conventional home, it's because that's what our customer tells us they want, particularly that first-time buyer customer.
But despite their conventional looks, each house that will be built in this 219-home community will be a showcase of green technologies. In the garage, there's a battery that stores power generated by 16 solar panels on the roof, an ultra-high-efficiency heat pump to warm and cool the residents, and wiring for an electric vehicle charger. Inside, the $550,000 home has an all-electric induction kitchen range, high-efficiency appliances, and smart devices to help monitor and reduce energy use. Take all of this together, and you have a suburban house that slashes power consumption.
This community is about 40% more efficient on the use of electricity than a standard house today.
But when its construction is completed, what will set this community really apart from others is its microgrid system, the largest in the state for residential development. What's a microgrid? Well, think of it as a miniature power plant that will allow this community to generate its own electricity by harvesting power from solar panels and then storing it for use in two big community battery systems. So, if there are wider blackouts in the region because of wildfires, storms, or high winds, this community will remain powered, an island of light in a sea of darkness.
In theory, you could, you know, if you moderate your usage, you could basically stay indefinitely on battery backup.
That's Addison Marks with the company SunPower. It's partnering on the microgrid with KB Homes, UC Irvine, SoCal Edison, and the U.S. Department of Energy, which has given a $6.5 million grant to help build and then study the real-world use of the microgrid system by residents.
How are the homeowners going to react here? I mean, this is going to be studied by the Department of Energy, Southern California Edison, and they're going to monitor the homeowner's usage, and they're going to simulate some blackouts. We'll have natural blackouts. And how do the homeowners react to that?
Oh, really? You're going to like turn this into a science experiment where you will have staged blackouts and see how these homes do.
Correct.
Prospective home buyer John Davidson says he's seen too many stories about blackouts in California. He thinks moving in here could offer some energy peace of mind.
What's going on with power in California? I think we could truly have a power problem in the future. You know, so we have to come up with other alternatives than just relying on the power company.
And to you, maybe moving into a house like this and buying a house like this is kind of future-proofing your life a bit.
Potentially, yes.
The first residents will start moving into the homes at Shadow Mountain in March. Advocates of sustainable energy hope the innovations here will become increasingly common as California attempts to make the places we call home both greener and more energy resilient. For the California Report, I'm Saul Gonzalez.
And some history was made last night in Los Angeles.
LeBron James has shot in history.
That was the call on TNT. James broke the record of former Laker great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was the NBA's all-time scoring leader for nearly four decades. Abdul-Jabbar was at the game last night, and during a brief ceremony, he handed the game ball to James, almost like a passing of the torch. Congrats to James, now basketball's all-time scoring king. And that's the California Report for Tuesday, February 8th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm your host, Mavi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, committed to a California where all low-income workers have the power to advance economically. Learn more at irvine.org. Hint: fruit-infused water in over 25 flavors like watermelon, pineapple, and blackberry. No sweeteners, no calories, in stores or delivered from drinkhint.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy includes Schmidt Futures, which bets early on exceptional people making the world better, on the web at schmidtfutures.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.